Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back, Mission Accepted people. I just love and adore you. You are in for a real, how should I say, champagne treat today. What an incredible show to be closing off an incredible year with an incredible woman that I met. And you know when you meet someone and you're like, oh yeah, other than hair color, we kind of think and look alike. Do you know what I mean? I want to tell you that you are in for it. I mean, you have been an award-winning audience every year, but this year you have outdone yourself. Thank you always for sharing the shows and commenting back and being part of the party. And what a great way to end the year in terms of party and celebration. Look at, you have been following and you know that we launched some pretty cool things at the Emmys this year, the Emmys hand gifting ceremony in LA at the Beverly Hills Marriott with our wonderful guest who happens to be her party. That's what she does. This is Heather Mariana. You've heard us talk about the Emmys. You heard us talking about going to the Oscars and doing all the things. Well, you know that those things don't happen by mistake. And I'm not organizing. I just get to party and participate, which is kind of nice and relaxing. You know what I mean? We organize enough stuff. You guys are coming to our book launches. You're doing it all. So let me introduce you. I'm so excited. I even got like 2 little bottles, even though she's in Las Vegas and we're here in Canada. Here we go. To celebrate our year-end cool show and to introduce you to a woman who we've been playing with and will continue to play with in our company. Mission Accepted is a platform for people that are on the mission. And this woman also is in the 262 book that's going to be hand-gifted. I read her story. We're in actually 2 other books the same. And I read her story. And when you talk about gumption, you're like, she gets an idea first and then figures out how to do it. Anyways, Heather, welcome to the Mission Accepted show. You're all about Mission Accepted. Welcome yourself to the show and let's chat a little bit about what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Thank you so much for having me. And yes, you are so right about I get the idea and then I do it. So me. I recently had this idea. Actually, it came during Emmys week. I was in my suite and I had my little dog and I was sitting there with Blair and I was like, I should write a children's book that the dogs actually write. And I wrote it within a week. And it's the cutest story. And I've been meaning to talk to you about helping me get it to the finish line. So
yeah, get it to the finish line.
Another conversation for another day.
You know, that's a great name of a lecture though, or a speaking or a summit, like get it to the finish line. Cause there's so many incredible people that have ideas. And then there's those that dive in and get it to the finish line. Right.
Exactly.
And that's it's definitely 2 different ways of thought. So look at, let's tell a little bit about how you decided that you were going to take on this project of hosting, coordinating, and organizing. Tell us a little bit about it, because maybe someone's listening that's never even heard of, like, what are we talking about? Emmys, Oscars, what's the deal? And yeah, it takes a lot of orchestration, right?
It does. So I was the title sponsor for about 9 years with Doris Bergman for her Celebrity Gifting Lounge. And I had done other Celebrity Gifting Lounges and paid a ton of money. And I just didn't feel like it was what I thought it was going to be. Right. And then I found Doris and she was very, very strict about who came to the party, like just like I am. And, you know, you have to have the right brand and you have to have this. And then, you know, so I was like bugging her. And I finally got in and then I showed up to her party and it was the best gifting lounge. Like there was a DJ, there was past appetizers, there was food, there was alcohol, there was, you know, a lot of really cool things. Like I remember one of the lounges I did and I paid them like $20,000 and they ordered us pizza for lunch. I was like, there's no food and I gave you 20 grand. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, Doris was like, eat and drink whatever you want. You know, like you're here, it's for the sponsors too. And I was just like, wow, this woman is a rock star. She was like in her 70s, publicist for years, husband, entertainment lawyer, very dialed into Hollywood. And so I worked with her for 9 years on my brand, helped get some of the brands that I coach in the into her gifting lounges as well. And then unfortunately, she passed away last year, a tragic accident. And I was asked to take over. And I thought in the beginning, oh, I really need another job. Yeah. But I thought, you know what? I'll give it a go. And I inherited her team. And, you know, I thought, okay, great. This is a team that's been working with her forever. Like, this is going to be easy. Now I know, love you, Doris, why she was so stressed out all the time, because it was awful. But I always say every single experience is always like a plus, right? Because even if it's bad, because if I didn't have to orchestrate every single thing for that event, like I was, it was pouring down rain. It was 5 in the morning. I was down there in my robe, flipping up tables, you know, not like the floor plan wasn't done. All the things that I had paid all these people to do were not done. So of course I'm like, I have sponsors coming here and this is my responsibility. So we're taking it to the finish line. So got it done, decided to move forward on my own events, and Emmy's was, you know, 10 times bigger, 10 times better. You know, we had over 50 brands, you know, it was amazing. And it does take a lot to do it, but I'm so happy that I took it over, because for me, like the beauty coaching and just really helping people get, you know, attention and, you know, with media and their brand, connecting them with celebrities. Like I've done so many celebrity collaboration deals for brands. It just really makes me happy, because at the end of the party, when everybody's like, I cannot believe I met this person. I cannot believe it. Like, Heather, thank you. You know, I'm like, it's a really great feeling to know that it was all worth it, you know? And Oscars coming up is going to be twice as big as Emmys. I've got two ballrooms. I mean, we're already at 28 brands.
Wow.
I know.
Well, let's go back to that feeling a little bit, because I think people that are on our show, they are mission takers listening to other mission takers going, hey, you know what I mean? Because mission, it can be a lonely road. And we know that entrepreneurship can be a lonely road. That's why community is so important. And there is a feeling that happens, no matter what it is that you're doing, that when you hear or you see it happen or it produces or it moves someone forward, somehow it actually erases all the fatigue in that moment, at least. Yeah. It's almost like, it's almost like a drug or something. I'm sure it's oxytocin. Like, kicking off that goes, wow, you know. And I mean, I was there and I saw that, right? We had our own experiences. I mean, Ocean was there with Natsukashi, and then 262 was there with the book, and just the interaction and just the smile. And I have to say, one of the most surprising things I think for our whole crew was that even though you were having conversations with celebrities, you know, they come, they have a host. I mean, they're well taken care of. You know what I mean? And we all know who they were because we're supposed to study them before and all the things. And everyone's like, I don't know. You know, thank God you have the hosts with the pictures and all the things. But they were just excited to be there as we were as excited to receive them. I mean, that was super cool. They wanted to be there. They were excited to be at your event. It was a caliber event. They knew what they were in for. They... pictures, absolutely. You know, signing your book, absolutely. Like they were just super active, super happy. And it was very interactive. It wasn't like they were there and you were here. It was this great conversation. And it was just this whole event of creativity. And I can't think about it any other way. I mean, entrepreneurs by nature have a strong creative force, but you have these creative conversations. No one was in a panic to run. It wasn't like, give me the champagne.
They didn't leave. I was like, we had a whole slew of a separate batch of celebrities that came around 3 o'clock, and we were out of escorts because they didn't leave. Typically, like for Doris's event, you know, they would stay a couple hours, talk to everybody 2 to 4 hours, and then they're off to the next event. No, they stayed until the total, which is great. You know what I mean? And so my publicist was like, oh wait, there's something in my hair. My publicist was like, what do we do? And I was like, just give them a wristband and let them in, celebrities in the wild. And then I kind of like, you know, so if that happens again, I'll get on the microphone and alert all the sponsors, like, hey, if you see a random person walking around, you know, make sure you grab them because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we have, you know, over 150 RSVPs, you know, and you always hope for like, you know, 50% show up rate. I mean, we had like 90 something percent show up rate plus some. I was getting phone calls that day, like, can you get me in? Can you get me in? And I was like, why not? Because it's better for the sponsors. You know, we'll make it, you know?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the vision. I mean, when you say Oscars, you have a picture in your head, but someone who's never seen anything except the Oscars on a television, what does a like, because people would say to me, oh, you've put stuff in the swag bag. And I go, no, because they can't envision it. So look at, here's what I want to say to people is that, look, you know, people vet people. You know what I mean? Like you know, what you bring to the table, what someone brings to the table for you, where are you at? Where are they at? People are at all sorts of different places in their business. And it was really interesting because people are like, well, people would say, you know, how did you end up there? And I said, well, 33 years in business and 1,000 handshakes. I mean,
Oh,
this yes
100%.
will
Same
get you
thing.
5 years to the next yes, right? But what I want people to know is that this is accessible. You know, obviously there's criteria, Heather. You have criteria, as you should, as we all should for certain. I mean, coming on to our show, whatever it is, everyone's got their thing, but it is accessible. You may not be ready today, but you could be ready in 6 months, or you could be ready in 2 years.
Absolutely.
Tell us what that philosophy is about a little bit, you
So
know?
So I always want to like let people know like a little bit of my backstory. Like when I started Beauty Kitchen, you know, I was working in my garage making like I had folding tables in my garage, like my little KitchenAid mixers, you know. And then I got invited to go to this first lounge, and you know, it you know, the one that I paid way too much money for, but that's neither here nor there. But so I went, and you know, I was giving away all of my anti-cellulite coffee scrub, which is our still our number one selling private label product. And I had all these celebrity pictures, right? But I was in my garage. You know what I mean? So it's like, and then all those celebrity pictures and using those photos to like run ads on Facebook, and there was no Instagram then. And all those things, you know, led me to make the money to get my first building, which was this building, which used to be our factory, and now I have all the buildings down there. So it's a stepping stone, right? But there's packages for every budget, and you know, being in the party obviously is the ultimate goal. But I had about, you know, 20 swag bag sponsors for the Emmys Week event, and four of them are now upgrading to be in the party because they saw everything. They saw the videos, they saw the reels, they saw everything, and they were like, okay, I need to be in the party this time, you know. So you can really work towards it, and if you sign up like for the Emmys Week event, you have, you know, until next September to figure out what products you want to gift. And you know, are you any of, if you're just starting out, this is a great launch strategy, because if you're just getting your product and you just have a website and you haven't really built your email list and you haven't really done any of that stuff yet, you could should be at one of my events, because you can use all of those celebrity photos for your pitch decks, for your brand, for your website. Because I cross my T's and dot my I's. Every single person that comes into my event signs a photo release and video release at the first check-in section. So you guys can use all of that stuff. All the brands can use all of those deliverables. You know, we have four photographers, two videographers. You get all of that content. It's just a really, it's a game changer, because it's not only about the celebrities. You meet media, and like media is everything, and you know this. Like, you know, Google you know, like what comes up. Like, you know, I mean, I've had probably, since I started this just this year, like took over, I probably have 30 articles about me, and I, you know, a couple Blair's podcast and now yours, you know, because people are so interested in what I'm doing, because it's like I'm really trying to build like the vision for this, right? You know how you go to a mastermind. You spend 20 grand, you go to a mastermind for a couple of days to network, you know. It's almost like a mini mastermind, but for your brand, because it's not only do I have celebrities there and I have media there, you get to network with the other sponsors who are all very high value people. Very high value people and very connected people. And then let's talk about the VIPs that I invite. You know what I mean? People that are building hotels, people that own restaurants, you know, people, you know, there's so many people that are there that you can network with. So it's like a mastermind for your brand, but like blow your mind day. Like I always tell people, the people that you meet in one day at this event, your publicist couldn't get you all of those people to even recognize you in 2 years paying her a monthly salary. It's just fact, you
And I
know?
think that, yeah, absolutely. I want to, and I really, accessibility. And it was interesting because I've been in business 33 years and my son hadn't even hit his first year. And that was a really interesting experience. And so you've got both of us side by side. Clearly, I was in my son's booth and the crew was taking care
Saw,
of the book. But before we went there, he's in streetwear. So this is just so you know to make sense who doesn't know him by now, is that he's like, wouldn't that be cool if Snoop Dogg wore my hat? Well, here's an interesting thing. Snoop Dogg's manager was there. And what would it have taken Ocean in how many years of business to be able to reach him? You know, to have that picture, to have that thing. And so I always think, you know, it's a whole
And you
different
got his
setup.
information. So now you can open up the conversation about doing a collaboration or something.
And I think it's just for people that are established in their business, like myself, that worked our butts off to get to where we are. I'm not saying that the new generation doesn't have to work their butts off, but there is a new play in there is a new play in play. And I watched him be there and I'm like, it took me this long to get here and dude's doing this. Now, not that he wasn't vetted, not that he wasn't prepared, not that he didn't have to invest, and not that he didn't have to, you know, he was nervous and didn't really eat well the day before and all the things, right? Because, you know, he's 20, you know, it's a whole different ball game. But what a play that was. And it really, I think, and I said the same thing, Heather. I was like, okay, how much is our marketing budget? He's new. Look at just because mom's been around for a while doesn't mean I had all the funding for a new company. So what's our marketing budget? And we put the bulk of the year marketing budget into that event for that exact reason. So it covered the networking, it covered the this because of just the because of the not only social posturing. I mean, you get enough, you know, social media content for 6 months, but just because when you're in that room, it's a different conversation.
It is a
And
different conversation. And, you know, like you said, to swinging back to accessibility, you know, and what Ocean did, I mean, there are, this is kind of a shortcut, you know? Like, I mean, I had two brands launch at that event, you know, that I manufactured, and they were like, this is the best thing we ever did. We have so much content. We don't even have to like do like all these model shoots now. We don't have to do all this stuff because we have content for months. I mean, there were thousands of photos and videos that you guys got, you know, just from my team. And then you had your own photographer, so you had even more. And then, you know, and then not to mention all the other links that we sent out from the other press people.
So it really is. I'm so glad that we're here and we're talking about it in real life in real terms. You know, you talking about how you were in your, you know, you were in your garage, right? And then you made that decision. And that's it's a big decision. Sometimes it's a
Lot
not
of
mindless
money.
decision. You're not, you know, a lot of us stop ourselves by we're not ready. Look at, I hear it all the time because I have a platform of women that speak, right? Which we're excited to. So Heather's going to be with us in the International Women's Day Summit, which is incredible. But I'm across from women who are like, oh my gosh, Heather Mariana is going to be there. Oh my gosh, she's going to speak. I'm not ready. And I'm like, you're not sitting across the table from me if you're not ready. This conversation would never happen if you're not ready. And my job is to help you get ready. And so, right? And so when someone takes themselves out of the game by saying, I'm not ready yet, it's a little bit of an old paradigm way of thinking because you can literally pick yourself up and go to an event like yours and you rose to the tide, like the tide rose with you and for you. And so those, I always say to people, when you hear that in your head, you got to ask yourself, is it true? And if they're like, yeah, it's really true, well, can you change it? Can you get ready? And you can.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, it's like sometimes it's best to just jump in. Like I always say, like, people are ahead of you because they started before you. It doesn't necessarily mean they're better, or, you know, they have a better product, they're better looking, they're more fit. They're just started and they show up every day, you know, and that's, you know, show up, get there and make it happen, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're going to be kind of wrapping up a little bit. And I really encourage, I mean, we're going to have all the information in the show notes. People are going to reach out to me, and that's all, it's all cool and it's all groovy and it's all amazing. Before we wrap up, kind of let's give people a bit of a visual.
Yeah.
So it's a celebrity, you know, it's a celeb. I've been calling it a hand gifting lounge, so people get it that they're hand gifted. Kind of walk us through. So celebrity pulls up. And
yeah.
What do they see?
Okay, so we'll go through so I can kind of give a sneak peek to the Oscars
yeah,
week.
Sneak
Okay,
peek.
So Emmys is always going to be downstairs by the pool because, you know, it's nice and sunny and I love the sun. And then Oscars is always upstairs because rainy season, we don't want to have any mishaps, right?
Yeah.
So when people pull up to the venue, there's going to be a check-in there at valet. I have another sponsor who's going to have a very big activation at the valet that hasn't officially been announced yet. So they'll check in there, then they'll get escorted with their celebrity escort up to the elevator to the second floor. When you come off the elevator on the second floor, there's a huge foyer up there. And that is like, right, you kind of turn this way and there's the foyer. Whoa, that was my scissors. And then there's a foyer. And then that's where we're going to have our welcome experience. So we're going to have our caviar. We're going to have our vodka shots. We're going to have our signature cocktail of the event. A few other activations there. Then they'll step over to the 20-foot red carpet. They'll walk the red carpet where all the sponsor logos are there. All the press will be there. There's 20 feet of press. You saw it. I mean, we had everybody there. And so all of that, they'll walk the carpet. Then their escort will either start them in room one or start them in room two, because I don't want, you know, one room.
Right.
So room two is going to be more wellness, authors. We have a juice bar, a smoothie bar, and champagne in there. And then the main party room will have the DJ, we'll have food, and then other sponsors as well, you know, some beauty things and some, you know, hair extensions and all that. But the second room is going to be mainly wellness brands and authors and healers, people like that. So, and then we're hoping, I'm pretty sure, fingers crossed, we're going to have, I have like three med spas that have reached out to me. I want to do like on-site injections, Botox. I want to like IVs, like the whole thing. So it is a party. And I think another reason, now that I'm walking everyone through this, the celebrity stayed so long is because we had so many activations. Because
yeah.
I'm thinking, now that I'm thinking about the other lounges, like even Doris's and the other ones that I did, there were maybe only 10 brands at the
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a lot of them only have. Like there's one that's very, very popular, very expensive. I heard that they only had four brands at their Emmys gifting lounge, four brands. And so I was like, I don't see how you do four brands, you know, but we had over 50, including the gift bag. So I guess there was a lot of conversations to be had. So I'm aiming for 75 for this event, including all the wellness products and the IVs and all the services, because
right.
A lot of those people will be giving, they'll be getting a service as their gift, like a Botox or whatever, and then a certificate to go there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's there. And then, you know, all day party, 11 to 6, lots of photo ops, lots of photographers everywhere. It's a really, really good event. And then people, it starts to wind down maybe like 5 o'clock. That's when the sponsors start to like drink a little bit, have more, you know,
yeah.
I saw some sponsors walking around with drinks, you know, around that time, because it starts to wind down and you finally get a break. And, you know, that's why I do the breakfast for you guys too, because me being a sponsor before, now producer, I don't know how many times I wouldn't eat because I'd be so like nervous or whatever. And then even though there's food at the party for you guys, if you have a line of people, you're not going to eat. So it's like you're chugging water all day, trying not to throw up, you know? So I, you know, that's why I do that for you guys in the morning, because, you know, that's me looking as a producer through sponsors' eyes, which I think make the event extra special, because so many people do put on these events and it's just a numbers money game for them. And for me, it's, I'm really cultivating like something really cool and curating like something that is going to last for years that people are going to be like, oh, I have to be at that, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely. I'm
getting
so glad
paid.
that you walked through, because that's when the red carpet picture takes and all the things. And as sponsors, you're part of all that. So
I mean,
it's
getting named, I have to say this, getting named number one lounge of Emmys Week by several celebrities and media was just so good. I was like,
because you know what? Hashtag details matter.
yeah. I mean,
Hashtag details matter.
the signs that we had with everybody's logo and Instagram, not only were there signs, I had that sign printed on an 8.5 by 11 paper, which went into every gift bag so that when people got home, it was right there in their face. So that's why everybody got so many tags. Because if somebody's looking at something, they're like, oh, I can't find their Instagram. I'm not gonna tag, you know, but you got to make it easy. And all those Instagrams, everything was all with our hashtag, was all in the gift bag. Because sometimes people don't go through everything for like a week. That's why you noticed there was social media going on for 2 to 3 weeks after that
Yeah,
event.
I know, was,
Comments, it was great.
I know, me and Ocean were lying on the bed. We're like, I can't even go back onto social. It was so incredible. I'm like, don't worry, the wave is happening without us or with us. Let's go to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
So look, let's wrap up. I want everyone to know that Heather is going to be in the 262 book. So not only showing champagne, but you've seen this book. We literally opened it. Woo, there's the face. We literally opened it and added more women into the picture, more women into the book, to be able to hand gift that at the Oscars. And then, as Heather's been talking about, the next Emmys is our final revision. There's only 33 spots left out of this incredible book of 262. And people might go, well, you've already launched it. Yes, we did. We launched it with women of history holding space for women that we know are going to want to be here. That will be our last revision. We're super excited. Now, every woman puts two words on the bottom right hand. So this is one big flip book of love yourself, eat cake, you know, be
Yeah.
brave, what have you. What were your two words?
Oh my gosh, I can't
Was
remember.
it shine brightly, or I don't know. Carmel's in the background. She'll love this.
I can't remember. But
Okay, so you know
it
what?
was like the first two words I thought of to describe me, and I text it right to you. I
Yeah,
was
you
like,
did. You
perfect.
did. Okay, so let's do this. Let's end off. I have a separate question for you that I end off my show with. But before that, what is your, I was going to use your two words as part of this question, but what's your piece of advice for, I mean, you are a entrepreneur. There's not like, there's a breed and that's it. That's in your genes. You probably couldn't not be. So what's your advice that you would want to give to someone who's in their business at any stage? Do
At
you have a
any
piece?
stage, I think my piece of advice, honestly, and I think the reason that I have gone so far is I don't look at what other people are doing. You know, there's a million people doing gifting lounges, right? And I get asked about that. There's a million manufacturers. But I just focus on what I do, and I do what I do the best. And any pages that are very similar to anything that I do, like on social, I just block them all because I don't want to get in that headspace of how are they doing this and I'm not. You know, focus on what you're doing, literally have tunnel vision and just focus on you and what you're doing and be the best at what you're doing and see how you can differentiate yourself a bit, you know? Because
Yeah.
if you let all the other noise like come in, then we're human, right? We're human. How is she doing all of this? And going to the gym. And then, you know what I mean? It just happens. So just like focus on your day. And another thing that I always give this piece of advice, even to my clients, and don't like when you get home, like try to set a time that you're just done, right? Because it doesn't matter if you send that email at 9 p.m. or 2 a.m., they're not going to get back to you at 9:05. You know what I mean? So just
Yeah.
make your hit list, have an amazing planner. That's why I created my planner that I sell, because it's three planners in one. I need to send you one. And it's like, that's my Bible. It's like my hit list before I go to bed, before I shower, do my skincare. I'll make my little hit list for the day, my intentions for the week, and just really stick to that. And then when you're done, you're done. You know, like, because you got to have a little bit of balance, you know?
Yeah. That's great advice. Okay, so my last question before we wrap up, and I can't wait to see you in February. It feels like, well, we're making all our plans now. So it
Well,
feels like,
January. I didn't know you were
oh
going to
yeah,
be.
that's right. We're going to be in New York. We're going to do a 262 book launch. after Blair's Kathy Holt right now is finding, I said, go find a cool beatnik cafe in New York we can do a book read from. Let's just do something.
I'm staying that entire week.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So we'll be hanging. We're going to be doing a book launch. We're in a book that's up on the Times Square. Ocean's going to be there. Kathy's going to be there. Pat's going to be there. It's going to be super fun. Super fun. So look, here's my last question. You're on your way to a desert island. This is it. Your last trip, you and you. You've got one suitcase and you've got room for only one album. And you can only, what album, song, or artist could you not imagine not being able to listen to for the rest of your days? So,
The Eagles.
Right on.
Yeah.
I
listen to all like old stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Any particular song? Any particular song?
Hello, Hotel California.
Okay.
Which is also my karaoke song. Great little story before we go about Hotel California. So during COVID, I basically lived at Chateau Marmont in LA, and it was, no one was there. Like it was like, you could stay there. Like if you knew someone kind of vibe, like the kitchen wasn't closed. I mean, open or anything. We had to do like Uber Eats. And I remember me and my old assistant, and we were literally in I was in a robe and slippers, and he was just chilling. And we were in the main room, which is like the party hub when it's open, of the Chateau, playing Hotel California on the record player. And we were like, this is an experience, because like, you cannot like walk around there in your robe, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Magical moments. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I will see you next month. We will be together. We'll be together in February, and then it's in September again. Look, if anyone is interested in exploring having this experience for themselves and or their business, obviously I highly recommend it because I'm doing it, right? And I'm experiencing it. So I'm on the other end of it. But you got to meet this cool woman and see what she's doing and how to hang out. So all the information will be below. You can reach out to 262. You can reach out to me. Happily to put you together with Heather. And as always, audience, thank you so much. We're coming very close to the end of this year. You be well and you stay groovy, and we will